My name is Jasmine Urbina. I am 17 years old, and today is May 6th, and I'm speaking with Josh Urbina, who is my father. We are recording this interview in Oviedo, Florida. Okay, so I'm going to begin by asking you, can you tell me about the person who has influenced you most in life, and what lessons did they teach you?
The person that has influenced me the most in life has probably been my mother. Partly because of her perseverance. She grew up as a single mother with two children at the beginning. She eventually ended up having three kids. And moved in across the world, really, into this country, and she's had a lot of obstacles in her way, but she's persevered through all of them. So the primary thing that she has taught me is that struggles are natural in life. There will be struggles all throughout our life, but you can't let those struggles stop you. So she's taught me that, mm-hmm. pretty regularly. The way she lives her life.
Is that the only thing that she taught you? What other lessons that have influenced you has she taught you?
From her personally?
Mm-hmm.
She also has taught me the value of hard work.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I know that they kind of go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
But she just from an early age, she's instilled in me a deep recognition of valuing hard work, and whenever you have a goal in mind, that there's a lot of obstacles that come in the way. You have to persevere through them, but you also have to work hard in order to get there. Even when there are seemingly very little obstacles, there's still work that needs to be put in.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just working hard. I mean, those are just a few of the things she's taught me, a lot of other positive values.
Can you give me some examples of those lessons that you've integrated into your own life?
Well, when I was much younger, I applied myself academically. That was one of the things that she instilled in me, a recognition. I guess I could have added that too, is just that the value of education.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not only hard work, but she's actually instilled in myself and my siblings the importance of getting a good education and the importance of just being a well-rounded individual. So in that, she, as an example,
mm-hmm.
of hard work, not only have I put in work in the field of academics, but in sports. Eventually, I enrolled into various type of sports I enjoy, playing baseball, football, wrestling, and in every sport, didn't matter what the sport was, even though I may just enjoy it recreationally.
Mm-hmm.
If any sport that I really wanted to get good at, she reminded me regularly that I needed to put in the work and the practice time in order to become good at that.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of tying it back in together for what I was saying earlier is, in those, I've had to persevere in order to be successful. So mm-hmm. it's kind of tied in together.
Not to mention you have a doctorate degree. Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. So can you tell me about a couple of your most difficult memories?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're getting deep. Should have warned you before.
Yeah, I guess you could. Say that again.
Can you tell me about a couple of your most difficult memories?
Difficult in the areas of academics and sports, or just in life in general?
No, in life in general.
Oh, I might need to take a pause here just to think.
Okay.
So, when we first moved into this country,
mm-hmm.
it was not easy at all. At that time, my mother only knew how to speak English. I'm not English, Spanish. She didn't know how to speak English. So although in our country, we were relatively well off economically in comparison to when we moved here.
You guys moved from Honduras.
So we were living in Honduras at the time.
Mm-hmm.
My mother had a good, stable position in the workplace at a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And she decided that we would have a better life here in the United States. So we moved here into the United States. And at the beginning, it was rough because since she only knew how to speak the Spanish, then it became very challenging. So she could not find regular employment. Eventually, mm-hmm. we ended up having to move up to Virginia, and it was still difficult for her. But it at that time, it didn't only become difficult for her, it became difficult for us as children. I was about 11 years of age. My brother at that time was 13, and we were moving into a new place. And although that was our first year in the United States, it was easier for us to pick up the language. It was much more challenging to get adjusted to a new way of living, not having any family around us to support us emotionally, financially. We were still struggling very much. She could not find a well-paying job. So for a long time, we struggled economically. I don't know how much detail I can say about the struggle.
You can say as much detail as you want. This is only going to be shared within my class, and probably no one will listen besides my teacher. So. Well, going back to that, since you mentioned difficult memories within your academics, do you want to talk about a difficult memory within that?
Going back to changing, changing, yet tying it together. Yeah, academically, the biggest challenge that I've confronted is really finishing out my doctoral degree.
Mm-hmm.
That had been for many, I guess for a while, a major struggle. I started out my doctoral program while we were living in Miami. And when I first started the program, one of the advices that I was given was that you needed a lot of focus for the doctoral work. So they said, if you really want to be successful, you, number one, should do it full time. Two, don't have any children. And three, just stay the course, stay as focused on it as possible. And I didn't follow those guidelines at all. So at the beginning of the program, I was living near the university that I was doing the program in. But eventually we moved away and we came here to the Central Florida region. I had kids. I didn't have kids at the beginning of the program, but then you were born, your brother Isaac was born. And so that created an even greater challenge. And then I could no longer devote full time to my studies. I had to work to support a family. And at the same time, I didn't want to give up on that dream of finishing out my doctoral work. So the biggest challenge was finishing it out and not giving up on it, because I started doing it and it was just like little bit by little bit. And I couldn't keep the time focused. And the longer the time passed, the more challenging it became, because it's just life happens and there's so many other things that always became a greater priority than finishing it out. So it took me an extended time to finish out the program from where I envisioned myself originally to be able to finish that out.
Yeah, but even so, I mean, you mentioned that they gave you sort of guidelines for the program, and you didn't follow those guidelines, but you still ended up finishing and were successful in that and didn't give up, and that's that's definitely something to be proud of. So that's good. And on a lighter note, the next question is, can you tell me about a couple of your most happy memories?
Oh, I have plenty of those. So even though we lived in economically hard times, mm-hmm. when I was speaking about when we first moved into this country,
mm-hmm.
my childhood, I don't remember having too many bad days. It was just a really happy childhood. We had a lot of good memories there. But one of the most, I guess, the happiest memory that I have, it's counterintuitive, but it was the first time that I actually saw snow falling down.
Mm-hmm.
And there was school closure. And as a kid, I do like school, so don't misinterpret.
Yeah.
But as a kid, we were just excited that we had a day off. And unlike in Florida, where a lot of times when they cancel schools is because there's something problematic,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, it's just really serious, like a hurricane coming through.
Mm-hmm.
Or now the current thing that's happening. When it was a snow day, we could actually go out and enjoy it. So we went, my brother and I went and put on our jackets, we suited up, and I built my first snowman.
Uh-huh.
And then we also had an opportunity to do our first snow fight. Snowball fight. And it was just such a good day. I mean, and then it's also like a lived experience that is unique. You can't replicate it.
Mm-hmm.
Of being a young child, you go to sleep at night, outside, you look outside, and everything is so much different than when you wake up. And when you wake up, it is just blanketed as a soft cotton. It's just a nice sight to see. And it's, you know, like I said, it's something that I can't replicate.
Memorable.
Yeah, very memorable.
Well, since that's a memory from your childhood, what's a happy memory in your adult life?
Well, I have plenty of those as well. I'd say one of the happiest, I have several happiest memories. So although I was talking about the challenges that becoming, well, I guess the fact that I didn't follow the guidelines when I was doing my doctor work and I began to establish a family.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess what I want to tie in is that although it presented a challenge, it actually has presented being one of the happiest things that a lived life experience. So I want to highlight a few of those.
Okay.
Highlight, one of the highlights in no particular order is when I got married to your mother.
Mm-hmm.
That entire day was just a celebration from morning to night, and to gather all family and friends, and it's just the complete day. It was very memorable, very, very happy. And I don't know how many times I've told you this, but the day that you were born, that, you know, the first time ever that I knew that I no longer was, I don't know how to say this, but I guess the what I mean to say is the first day that I ever came to a realization that I was a father, that I was a dad. And then when you were born, it was just you know, having being there present and then be able to cut the umbilical cord, and just that whole experience was an exciting time for life. It seemed like dreamlike when it was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a very special moment. Now I have other kids as well now, but that, you know, every time has been,
since it was the first time, it was kind of life changing.
Yeah, it's more, yeah, for sure. It was definitely like crossing from one stage in my life to another stage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so not only was it memorable, but it was a very happy memory.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And continues to be, by the way.
Well, yeah, the next question is actually, what is your favorite memory of me?
Of you specifically? Yes. Oh. So one of the things that I don't know if it's just you, it's you and I together, is when we've gone to when you were much younger, and you love to run, so you've always been very athletic. So
call me little Flojo.
Exactly. We used to take you to. We lived in Miami at the time, so we used to take you running. There was a, it's called, I don't know if it, it's Key Biscayne Bridge, but it's about a mile long bridge from one side to the other. And one of our favorite things, your mother and I, to do was to run with when we were single and after we got married and so on. Mm-hmm. So it was something that her and I connected with. And then when you were born, you got a little older and you started being able to run. You began to run with us, and you were so energetic.
I knew you were gonna say that.
And you would go from one side to the other, and it's a little scary, to tell you the truth, because there's a little there. You're up really high on the bridge, and you were, you know, you ran without fear. You were fearless. Mm. But from our perspective, we're like, oh, you know, we just want to make sure we could keep up with you. So you didn't get yourself in trouble.
Yeah. But well, I'm still here now, so.
Yeah. So you made it all to the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's sweet. And this is not really in correlation to any of the previous questions, but just out of my curiosity, I was wondering how you would like to be remembered.
After I pass. Mm-hmm. Wow, these are some deep questions.
I know. Well, that's the purpose of it. Yeah. Wow.
Okay. How would I like to be remembered?
Do you want to pause?
Yeah. So, I just like to be remembered as a person that was a family first. Well, actually, God first, family second. And I prioritize the things that were truly important in our lives. A lot of times we don't necessarily put all the things in priority as we should. And we live our lives on a daily basis without much thought of these kind of deep questions that you're mm-hmm. asking.
Yeah.
And, you know, but on a daily basis, if someone were to reflect on my life, I would like to be remembered that I'm not a perfect person by any means, or way far from it, but that at least I strove to align my life with what is important in my life, or what should be important in our lives. Mm-hmm. And one of those things that is important in our lives is making a connection with our Creator, and connection with other people, and connection with friends and family, and establishing those very meaningful relationships that we should have in our lives. So I'd like to be remembered not by many, but by few, and the few that do remember me, that there were deep connections that I made with them.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm. Well, I will remember you as someone who's worked hard, like, as long as I can remember, you've always been a very hard worker and always put your family first, and I've always felt that. And that's not something that a lot of people, unfortunately, can say. It's very easy to be selfish in this life, and that's our kind of natural instinct to be selfish, but you'll always be the most selfless person that I've known, and that's something to look up to for many people, and I will always appreciate that you put us first. And
you can get me emotional.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry. Stop. Well, these are just some extra questions. Okay. I had 5 questions that I put first, but these are kind of out of curiosity. Mm-hmm. But what are your hopes for me and for my children?
So for you individually, I just hope that you find that balance. I've discovered over my lifetime so far that a lot of our life is about finding a balance. and finding a delicate balance.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked about hard work, perseverance, but we can't, life cannot be just about work.
Mm-hmm.
And life cannot just be about accomplishing a goal. Because once you reach that goal, then what's next?
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna get there, you're gonna get to that goal, and then you're gonna feel that sense of emptiness if that's all you made it. But if you realize, if you come to a realization that life is a journey, not a destination, and in the journey, you're able to find that balance for yourself, then you're gonna be enjoying life as you go along. So I hope that as you continue to grow and mature and go from a young adult into an older adult and so on as your life continues, that you remain joyful and happy and enjoy life along the way. So keeping it simple. For your children, I hope that this is a generational thing, that we're able to pass on from one generation to the next generation, to the next generation, to the next, and so on. The same ideals and the same realization that we're all here for a short time and we want to make the most of that, and putting the priorities in life is important.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that you're able to transfer that over to your children as well, and that when they reflect back, they think of good memories with their mother, and that they know that their mother really loved them and really cared for them and had their best interest in mind always.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that for them.
Well, that's a given.
No, not in every situation.
Yeah, but for me, that's a given.
Okay, yeah.
And this is the last question. Are there any things about me that you've always wanted to ask but never did, or any questions that I've never fully answered?
Any questions? I'm kind of tempted to say yes, only because of being placed in the spot, but in actuality, I don't have too many questions for you, because I've always felt like, although there are some things that you hold to yourself,
mm-hmm.
I feel like you're entitled to hold to certain things to yourself, and that you know who you want to share things with, so I wouldn't want to put you on the spot of asking you something and you're not being prepared to answer.
Yeah.
And for the most part, I think that you've been a pretty open book with me in terms of approaching me when you feel like it's gotten to a point that we need to talk. I would like to know if I do have to put a question,
mm-hmm.
but not, don't feel free.
Well, I've been putting you on the spot with these questions, and this is the time, like, I feel open enough right now to answer any questions that you have.
Okay. So, I care to know how you envision your own future. So you've asked me,
mm-hmm.
what my hopes were for you and your children. I don't even know if you want to have kids or not.
I do want
and
to have
what,
kids.
And what do you envision for them? Mm-hmm. And how do you view your life into your future?
Well, it's kind of been a roller coaster in my own mind. I've always been a person that likes to plan out things. And at one point in my life, I didn't think that I wanted to have children just because I had so many things that I envisioned in my life for myself. And I didn't feel like there was enough room for children too. So I had that. But since I've gotten older, I've actually realized that children is one of the main things that is important to me in life, because like you said, we have such a short life, but the meaning will always remain, and to pass that on is so important to me, and to pass on good children that will, you know, for generations to come will pass it on is important to me. And I feel like anything that we do for that's self-purposed,
mm-hmm.
is not truly that important in the grand scheme of things. Like, it'll bring you happiness and peace for yourself in your life, but what will it actually accomplish, you know, in retrospect? So since I've thought about that and dwelled on that, it's actually very important to me that I have children and I can raise my children to be who I envision them to be. I mean, obviously with no like, oh, I envision my daughter to be an engineer or a doctor or something. It's not who they, what they'll accomplish, but who they'll be and the type of person that they'll be. I don't have any like set goals in terms of my job and what I want to do, I do know that whatever job I do have, it allows me to live a comfortable life for me and my children and my husband, but also have the flexibility to spend time with them, because I feel like that's so important when you have children to, like, I mean, you kind of, like, have to give your life to them once you have children, and, like, it's no longer just you, it's them. That's just really important, and I want to make sure that before I do have children that I have that flexibility to spend time with them and teach them what I the type of morals that they should have and the type of people that they should be. So that's how I envision my life, and I also envision a life of health and well-being, and though I don't have any like set in place goals, again with like jobs and stuff, like you said, life is a journey, not a destination, but in that journey I want to make sure that I'm living my life to the fullest, and I've realized health is so important in that, and like being outside and feeding your body nutrients and stuff like that, that's really important. And I've always loved animals and stuff like that, so I definitely envision having like a lot of land and a lot of animals and spending time with animals and stuff. And
you're so unlike me.
Yeah, I know, but I love that, and giving back is really important to me, so taking time aside with my children to give back and maybe work in like soup kitchens for the homeless. And if I do become a nurse, I would want to travel to help those that are truly in need of my medical profession and help so that they can live long and healthy lives as well. That's really important to me.
Sounds like you're giving it some thought. I didn't know all that.
Yeah, so I'm glad that I asked that question, because I know that there's things that you don't really know about me that I feel like you want to know.
Yeah.
So that concludes the interview. I asked maybe too many questions, but I'm happy that I did this.
You did not prepare me for this.
I know. Just to give some context, I literally texted my dad, hi, I want to do an interview, and that's it, and just came downstairs and was like, okay, I'm going to do an interview. Didn't let him know that these questions are going to be hard-hitting, but thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep this interview forever, and I appreciate you taking the time to let me ask you questions and ask me questions, and I love you.
I love you, too. Thank you, Jasmine.
Yeah, thank you. Okay.